Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom: Getting and Using Your First Credit Card. In this session, we are going to discuss getting and using your first credit card. Even if you already have a credit card, you may find the discussion useful. A first credit card can be exciting, tempting, and intimidating. Credit cards are a great convenience, but they are also borrowing money that must be repaid. Here are some ideas to keep in mind as you get your credit card and use it. When choosing a credit card, consider the fees, interest rates, and benefits. Ideally, the credit card you choose should have the lowest fees, the lowest interest rate, and provide the most benefits when you use it. Unfortunately, there is probably no card that has the best of all three. Choosing the credit card that is best for you involves weighing these factors and considering how you will use it. Annual fees can vary from $0 to $75 per year. Ideally, you would want to choose a card with no annual fee. There are also fees that companies charge for late payments. Be sure to check the terms of the credit card agreement, especially if you think you may be late with a monthly payment occasionally. Interest rates vary greatly and can exceed 20%. You should also be very careful of low teaser rates or special rates for a limited time if you transfer balances from another card. Another way issuing companies increase the amount you pay is by how they calculate the interest. Be sure to read the details of the agreement. Many credit cards offer benefits for using the card. Using a credit card can bring the rewards of airline mileage, discounts on travel, electronic gifts, discounts on cars, other benefits, or even cash refunds. A rule of thumb is that the benefits are usually worth about 1% of the charges. If a card with these types of benefits is important, make sure the benefits are those you will use and that the other aspects of the card do not outweigh the benefits. Be sure your credit card provides the right combination of fees, rates, and benefits. If you do not carry over balances and pay finance charges, you might be willing to accept a card that has high rates and maybe even an annual fee if the benefits were your main focus. However, if you normally don't pay off the entire balance each month and pay finance charges or interest, pay extra attention to the interest rate. Here are 12 guidelines for using your credit card. 1. A credit card is serious business. The issuing company is lending you money, and you have the responsibility to pay it back. 2. One card is probably enough. Avoid the temptation to overuse credit cards by only having one card. 3. Keep the credit limit low, especially if you are just starting out. Depending on how you are going to use it, $500 or $1,000 is high enough for most first-time credit card users. 4. Pay off the entire balance each month. This avoids charges and builds a good credit record. 5. Make the payments on time. This also helps build a good record and avoids late payment charges. 6. Use the card for emergencies. Start off slowly if you are a first-time card user. Keep using cash and checks for most purchases, especially until you get comfortable with the card. 7. Never let others use your credit card or give them your credit card number. You are responsible for all charges on your card. 8. Keep track of your use of the card and compare your records to what shows up on the monthly statement. 9. Keep the card active. Even if you are only using the card for emergencies, use it for small purchases every 3 or 4 months just to keep it active. Then be sure to pay off the balance before any interest is due. 10. Avoid using the card for cash advances. The interest rate charged for advances is usually high, and the interest on advances starts being charged immediately. 11. Create a spending and budget plan. Do not let your credit card payments exceed 20% of your monthly income. 12. Finally, if having a credit card turns out to be a problem, get rid of it or stop using it for a while. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom podcast. And as always, thanks for listening.